been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is an important show today. Can't bang the cholesterol drum often enough. I was in the gym this morning, sitting in the sauna, talking about today's show with a bunch of the guys that I talk to from time to time. Amazing how many people have had bad experiences with cholesterol drugs. Yet, the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda prevails, and they keep pushing them at us. Today's show, during the first hour, we're going to have Justin Smith on. He is the author of the book, 29 Billion Reasons to Lie About Cholesterol, and we're going to see if we can't be part of the helping process to help him get his documentary off the ground. And later in the show, from Life Extension Foundation, Dr. Michael Smith will be telling us about what is up and coming at Life Extension for 2012. Okay, so let's get started. Justin Smith is joining us from the UK today. How are you doing, Justin?
Really good, Carl. It's great to be on the show. Thank you very much.
Now, tell my audience, when did you write the book, 29 Billion Reasons to Lie About Cholesterol? And those of you who have not seen the cover of the book, in front of the 29 billion is a dollar sign. So this is really about money, obviously. When did you author this book?
Well, the book came out early in 2009. So I was writing for sort of 2 years solidly before that.
Why did you write this book? I mean, obviously, there are many of us who understand the lies behind cholesterol. Were you touched personally, your life touched personally because of a cholesterol med?
Well, I was working as a personal trainer and nutritionist at the time. And I just found that with every client, it was obviously quite hard work to go through the re-education process. So it initially started as a project to not just cover the cholesterol issue, but also several of the other nutritional myths, and put it in sort of a concise format that I can sort of pass on to people and they can sort of read in their spare time outside of the training sessions. But when I actually got down to research it in more detail, I just came across so much of the evidence just completely annihilating the idea that a raised cholesterol level causes heart disease. And I was just so shocked by it. It was sort of just a natural progression to focusing on just that subject with the book.
You know, and the medical orthodoxy continues to ignore this information. There's research after research after research study out there that not only indicate that lowering cholesterol in and of itself does not necessarily mitigate the potential for heart attack, but more importantly, that elevated cholesterol levels may actually be healthier. One profound study that was done by the University of Hawaii showed that individuals 65 years old and up who had the highest cholesterol levels had more robust health and lived longer. Yet no one pays attention to these things because unfortunately, medicine has been kidnapped and hijacked by pharmaceutical drug companies. There is no such thing as medicine anymore. It's all about how to position pharmaceutical drugs, isn't it?
It is. Unfortunately, that's the case, yes. And in that sense, the book was really, and the upcoming film, is part of the larger context of the problem that we face at the moment, and just trying to get some of these commercial interests out of medicine.
And when you published your book, did you meet with any resistance? Were you threatened? Were you attacked?
No. I think with the book, of course, you have sort of a smaller audience. But with the film, perhaps we may come up against more resistance that way. Of course, what tends to happen is the resistance is normally in the form of you've been discredited in one way or another. And that's, of course, happened with lots and lots, hundreds of medical doctors, not just with the cholesterol issue, but with cancer and so many other issues where the commercial interests dominate.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the subject matter itself. What do you think what are people most shocked about to hear when they read the book and they read some of the facts in the book about the real about cholesterol in general? What do you think is most shocking to them?
I think there's a number of fundamental issues, like, for example, the fact that most people die of heart disease, and more people die of heart disease with a lower cholesterol level than a higher cholesterol level. And also just some of the basic physiology that is completely ignored, like the fact that LDL, the so-called bad cholesterol particles, actually carry many of the vital nutrients like vitamin E and other antioxidants, including coenzyme Q10,
right,
through all the cells within the body that are, of course, vitally important. And so people, I think, are just bewildered when they realize that so many medical practitioners are just ignoring this vitally important fact.
In fact, taking a statin drug reduces coenzyme Q10 in the heart so dramatically that over a period of time, it leads to heart failure. Yet, pharmaceutical companies have known about this forever. Not a one of them will come forth and tell the practitioners, you should recommend someone take coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol, the active form of coenzyme Q10, that they take it in concert with their statin drug to make sure that they don't develop heart failure. Because if they do that, they would open themselves up to potential lawsuits for all the people who were on statin drugs that did die of congestive heart failure. So instead of doing the right thing, they just stay silent. And more people, I had this discussion this morning in the locker room, and there was a gentleman there who had a heart attack at 41, and they put him on statin drugs, and he immediately started taking coenzyme Q10 because he had heard about it. And he spoke to his doctor, and his doctor acted like he didn't know anything about it. It baffles me how no one addresses this at all. Yet so many people out there on statin drugs depleting coenzyme Q10 from their heart on a fast pace to heart failure.
Yes, it's really horrendous. And, of course, that is one of the key things about the full range of adverse effects associated with statins. Because, yes, of course, it's so paradoxical that the statins intended to try and reduce the problems with heart disease actually cause more problems with the heart in some cases. And of course, the coenzyme is really important for all of the cellular energy for the muscles and for lots of other functions within the body.
What other side effects? And, you know, and I've said this before on the show, there are no side effects to our drugs. There are only effects. The side effects are the ones that they like to act like are not supposed to happen and don't happen to everyone. They just happen to some people. But what are some of the negative effects of statin drugs that that people are unaware of, besides the depletion of coenzyme Q10 and the leading to heart failure?
Well, most of the adverse effects are connected with the cells in the body that require more cholesterol. So many people will probably be already fully aware that every cell within the human body requires cholesterol. For example, for the membrane of the cell, the outer skin of the cell, so that it forms a rigid structure. And the cells in the body associated with the brain and the nervous system and the muscles are the cells, and also the white blood cells for the immune system. These are the cells that require more cholesterol than the others in order to function correctly. So the action of blocking production in the liver, which of course is what statins do, and reducing the availability of cholesterol in those cells, causes a full range of problems associated with those bodily systems. There are memory problems, cognitive problems, other nervous system problems, and of course muscle aches and pains, which can be very, very severe, and in rare cases even lead to sort of bits of muscle getting into the liver, and that can be fatal. So there's a huge number of people, unfortunately, around the world have had their lives literally ruined by taking statins. And when you look at the evidence, it's clear that a lot of those people, there was no scientific basis for prescribing the statins in the first place. They probably just went for a routine health checkup and then discovered that they had an arbitrary cholesterol level that was deemed to be slightly high, And again, because of the commercial interest, the doctor was encouraged to prescribe statins to reduce that, and it had such a profoundly negative impact on their lives.
Well, and don't forget, the pharmaceutical companies that produced statins recently, about 4 or 5 months ago, tried to convince the FDA, which, you know, our corrupt governing body here that oversees the pharmaceutical companies, that that statin drugs should be prescribed as a prophylactic, so that you don't get high cholesterol, to people who have normal cholesterol levels. And the jury is still out whether or not the FDA is going to allow them to do that. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Before we go into the break, I want to tell you that Justin needs our help to produce this documentary. He needs a small amount of money. I've already donated. I'm asking my audience to donate whatever you can, $1, $10, $20, whatever. The website is 29billion.com, the number 29billion.com. And Justin is going to make a movie of his book, because let's face it, you can reach a lot more people with a movie than a book. Go to 29billion.com, 29billion.com, and drop a little money Justin's way to help get this movie to be made, because it's a very, very important message that we need to reach the mainstream with. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
More complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today, and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Justin Smith, author of 29 Billion Reasons to Lie About Cholesterol, and hopefully the producer of the new movie documentary, talking specifically about this, which is the cholesterol myth, as we talk about on the show all the time, the cholesterol myth. You know, when we went into the break, we were talking about how the FDA here in the United States, Justin, is trying to allow pharmaceutical companies to doctors to prescribe statin drugs as a prophylactic, even when your cholesterol levels aren't high, if you have certain risk factors or diet or lifestyle factors that would predict that your cholesterol will go up at some point in time. Are they doing anything like that in the UK?
Yes, I think the situation is very similar. And, of course, what tends to happen is whatever you guys do over in the US gradually sort of comes over to here as well. It really is nothing more than disease mongering and just obviously trying to find more people to take these medications for the purpose of making more profit. The most scary thing along those lines for me is the recent study or conference that the American College of Pediatricians had and issued some recommendations that children as young as 9 years old should start having their cholesterol levels checked.
I know, they're doing that here too. And I actually know a woman who allowed her physician several years ago to put her daughter on cholesterol meds. Shortly thereafter, she started to develop seizures. They never put two and two together. Then they started giving her anti-seizure medication.
Oh, no.
So this is becoming common practice here as well. And it's so clear. It baffles me. It's so clear to me and so many other people in this audience that this is nothing more than a parasitic approach. It does not make people healthier. It does not save lives. It is nothing more than leeching money out of people's pockets. That's all this is about for the pharmaceutical industry. Do you have what agency do you have in the UK that is provides oversight to the pharmaceutical industry that's similar to the FDA?
Well, we have the MHRA, which is the organization which decides whether a medication is safe to use. So they sort of decide whether there's a license given to it or not. And then we have an organization called NICE, which then issues recommendations to GPs and doctors how the medication should be used and prescribed. For me, again, the issue with the children is really very concerning because the way that the recommendations are issued at the moment is that not many children will be prescribed statins at the moment. But, of course, you're setting young people up for future use of statins, so making them worry about their cholesterol levels not from 40 or 50 years old, but from 9 and 11 years old. So even if they're not prescribed statins immediately, of course, you're doing the groundwork so that they can be prescribed statins at 20 or 30 instead of 40 or 50.
Are statin drugs starting to be repurposed in the UK? Here in the United States, there's some things going on. Number one, statin drugs are now being repurposed because they supposedly reduce inflammation. Statin drugs recently have just a few days ago, there was a piece done in the news that elderly people who were on statin drugs seem to recover from the flu faster. And, you know, these epidemiological studies are very dangerous. Epidemiology is a flawed science at best. I've talked about this on the show. If an epidemiologist was told to discover what causes fires in the center of New York, they would immediately say fire trucks and firemen, because the one thing that's always at a fire is a fire truck and a fireman. And so that's how epidemiologists work. They look at these things in a broad spectrum. And they say, well, look, all these people that did this had this, so clearly this affects that. And that's not the way it really works. Are they repurposing these drugs in the UK now?
Yes, they are. Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right, of course. Those epidemiological studies can't be trusted and can be interpreted in so many different ways. But, of course, the other side of that is all of the data that we're not privy to, all of the data that we as a general public haven't seen. So there could be all kinds of data linking statins with all kinds of other negative effects. But, of course, the pharmaceutical companies won't have any incentive to publish that. So it's only really by looking at the randomized clinical trials and the totality of the data that I guess we can really get any kind of an idea whether statins really do benefit people. And what they clearly show, when you take the cleanest data sets, is that without any question whatsoever, people who take them for primary prevention, so that's the vast majority of people who take statins, taking them in the hope of preventing future heart disease or a heart attack, then there's no net benefit at all associated with the statins.
And we've identified that they don't help those people. Isn't it true? And I remember reading recently that the number of people, that people who are on cholesterol-lowering drugs have heart attacks at the same rate as the general population here in the United States. Is it similar there in the UK?
Yes, it's exactly the same, yes. And again, when you step back and look at all of the data, you can see that certainly over here in the UK, the more we lower cholesterol levels, it doesn't make any difference to the actual incidence of heart disease itself. So we've seen quite drastic reductions in the number of people who die of heart disease, but that also correlates with the number of people who have stopped smoking. So when you look at just the number of people who develop or have heart disease, then that stayed about the same over here in the UK, even though we've had drastic reductions in the number of people with high cholesterol.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay.
So all of this billions of pounds and billions of dollars we spend just isn't having any positive impact.
Now here in the United States, the media only carries pro-pharmaceutical agendas and information. They very, very rarely come out with anything against the pharmaceutical agenda. And there's obvious reason for that. In the United States, when the tobacco companies were no longer allowed to advertise in newspapers and TV and radio, the pharmaceutical industry saw this as a boon because they stepped in and bore the financial burden of that by buying the advertising and bailed out the media giants from huge losses. And in turn, the media giants carry exclusively the pharmaceutical agenda. Is it that way in the UK as well?
Unfortunately, yes, it is, by and large. It has been for a number of years. Thankfully, just over the last few months, we're just starting to see some sort of glimmers of hope. So in the mainstream, in the quality press, we've seen a couple of articles which are questioning the role of cholesterol in heart disease. So this is hopefully the beginning of more journalists becoming aware of this issue and trying to get their articles published.
And obviously, the pharmaceutical industry are not fools. This is why they're repurposing. Because 4, 5, 6 years from now, when the mathematics is tallied and people go, well, statin drugs were a complete failure at mitigating heart disease, the pharmaceutical industry will already have repurposed them as anti-inflammatory, as auxiliary medications to help you with the flu. There's all sorts of new reasons for these statin drugs. They're not going to just go, okay, we were wrong, let's move on to the next thing. They're going to repurpose these drugs, and these drugs repurposed will still carry the same risks of destroying your health and your heart.
That's right, yes. And I think that's why one of the key messages we're trying to get out with the documentary is to show that when you look at all of the totality of the data, when you look at the net effect of the statins, then it's clear that they, for most people, they don't improve life expectancy. They don't extend life. There's an argument for middle-aged men who have already had at least one heart attack. There is an argument for those people possibly taking statins, but of course that's really on an individual basis. But when you look at the vast majority of people who take them, we know it's very clear because billions of dollars have been spent on the research, and no matter how much money we spend on it, they're not going to come up with a positive result.
Before we go into the next break, let's talk about the movie. You're trying to raise a total of how much money in Great British pounds?
£7,000.
Which is roughly 11,000 US dollars or 10,000?
That's correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
11,000.
Okay. And so, and as of date, it looks like you've raised about 1,800 and somewhat Great British pounds?
Yes, just over 1,900. So we're almost at the £2,000 mark.
Okay. Now, I went and donated yesterday. I'm actually going to donate again because I really feel like I want to see this movie made. I really want this movie to be made for a couple reasons. Because there's a constant watershed of information being piled up on the pharmaceutical agenda side for why statin drugs are good. And then there's these little trees falling in the forest, like my show and some other people out there who keep saying, you know, like Sally Fallon from Weston A. Price, cholesterol meds are dangerous. Cholesterol is good for you. You know, we need more people to make noise about this, because if enough people make noise about it, then the mainstream population is going to go, you know, maybe there's something to this. Now, those of you out there are saying, well, Carl, who cares? We are superhumans on this show. We're taking care of our health and our family's health. If they're stupid enough and naive enough to take those drugs, you know, maybe it's all part of the Darwinian process, you know, evolutionary selection pressure. And I do agree with you, except for one reason. There's a reason that we need to consider this, because those people end up costing us, healthy people, money who are in an insurance pool, because the insurance companies are not looking at us healthy people who are medication free and exercise and lean and we eat paleo and we do all the things that are good for us. They're looking at all those sick people when they're tabulating premiums. So those people out there who are on these statin drugs and getting sicker are taxing the healthcare industry, and we are paying for it extrinsically. So this is an important message to get out there. We can't say it enough. Every time I talk about cholesterol, people look at me like, really? I didn't know that. And I'm like, are you kidding? It's like, just read, do some digging around and read some research, and you'll find out that cholesterol is not the enemy. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the whole myth about fat consumption. We're talking with Justin Smith. He is the author of the book, 29 Billion Reasons to Lie About Cholesterol, and soon to be the maker of the movie. And I want to be part of the making of his movie with my small contribution. When I watch that movie, I want to feel like, hey, you know what? I was part of Hollywood for a moment. So you can go to 29billion.com, 29billion.com, and donate whatever you can, $1, $10, $20. It's Christmas. If you feel generous, drop 50. And by next year, maybe we can have this movie made. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
All inferior creatures ought to be considered.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Either you're with the pharmaceutical agenda or you're against it. There's no middle road. I really want to see this movie made because I want to be able to sit down with a group of my friends and say, yeah, I was one of the financial backers of this project. Wouldn't that be cool, Justin?
That would be fantastic, yes.
Yeah, sit down. I'll invite a bunch of people over the house and we'll eat high saturated fat foods. And drink red wine and listen to the story about the cholesterol myth. And I'll say, yeah, I was one of the financial backers. Yeah, I know Justin personally. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. We can all take part in that by going to the website, 29billion.com. I'm really asking you to go. I'm asking those of you to listen to the show that are devoted to this show to help with this project. Look, it's a small amount of money. We can make this happen. My audience alone can make this happen. If everybody out there donated a dollar, he'd have the 8,000 he needs. 29billion.com, 29billion.com. Go and donate for Christmas. Let's help spread the truth about cholesterol. Maybe we can do away with statin drugs once and for all. One less thing for us to worry about poisoning our children, our grandparents, and those thereon. You know, what baffles me always, Justin, is the fact that doctors will say to their patients, you know, take a statin drug and eat less fat, when it's clearly the processed starchy carbohydrates that elevate cholesterol. And cholesterol is not the problem. I just had this discussion this morning. The analogy I use when I talk about cholesterol is this. If I walk into your home and I take my fist and I punch a hole in the wall, and then Justin comes along with some plaster and he plasters the hole up, clearly there's this big lump of plaster there. Who caused the problem? Me or Justin? And it's a rhetorical question. Of course I caused the problem because I punched the hole in the wall. The patching had to be done. Well, guess what? Cholesterol and calcium are nature's spackle. When you have a tear in the endothelium of an artery and inflammation sets in, the body says patch it. When it patches it too frequently, then you have a stenosis, a narrowing. The problem is not cholesterol. The problem is inflammation. And here in the United States, Justin, we have federally funded crops of corn and wheat that are pro-inflammatory, pro-fat foods that make people fatter and sicker that the government has invested in subsidizing. So it's in their best interest to get us to eat plenty of it. So when they do the food pyramid, they say, hey, you need to eat a lot of this here. Do they have that in the UK?
It's exactly the same situation. It really is horrendous. And we use the same food pyramid diagram. And that's the diagram that all dietitians, state registered dietitians use. And it's just everywhere. And the only sort of organization that we have giving people nutrition advice is the British Nutrition Foundation. And they're effectively sponsored by the food industry as well. And they support the food pyramid diagram. Again, trying to encourage people to have more starchy carbohydrates, having a grain-based diet. As you just correctly described, that sort of diet will raise blood glucose levels. And the ironic thing, of course, is it's the excess blood glucose that's converted into triglycerides that produces excess fats in the bloodstream and excess fats on the body, of course, which I'm sure most of your listeners already know about.
Well, I mean, think of the word triglyceride. Glycerin is a byproduct of glucose. It's like, wait a minute, doc, you want me to lower my triglycerides by eating less fat? Wait a minute. It's three glycerin. I don't understand how it's affected by fat. And that's the myth. That's the pharmaceutical industry is wringing their little hands going, oh man, we keep getting them to lower their fat and eat more carbohydrates, which raises their triglycerides. And we keep telling them, see, you can't do anything about it. You're doing everything you can diet and exercise wise. You're going to have to take a statin drug. It's really sinister, in my opinion.
It is sinister. And the whole of the medical profession keeps talking about the metabolic syndrome and the metabolic markers associated with that. Things like low HDLs and high level of triglycerides and a small, dense LDL particle size. And, of course, all of those metabolic abnormalities, all of them, are always caused by having an excess of carbohydrates in the diet. And they've got nothing at all to do. In fact, they're caused by having not enough protein and fat in the diet.
And here in the United States, Justin, right now, we have a huge movement afoot to promote the vegan diet. Now, I know why they're promoting the vegan diet. There's several good research studies out there that show the impact on the environment if people would move away from animal proteins and focus specifically on agriculturally grown food sources, that the impact on our environment would be very, very good. But I've said before, we shouldn't choose foods based on how it affects our environment. We should choose foods based on how it affects our body. But the government's not thinking about that. So we have a huge vegan agenda afoot here in the United States. And one of the problems with the vegan diet is that people feel that as long as they're not eating animal proteins, they're okay. So they end up with a very, very high glycemic diet of breads and pastas and grain products and cereals and some vegetables. It's not all vegetables like it's supposed to. Lots of fruit, and they end up very, very sick. Do they have the emphasis on the vegan diet there in the UK right now?
Yes, it's something which has been sort of around for a while, and it's something that I see every day with the clients that I meet as well. And because I've got a number of vegetarian or vegan clients, and it really is a constant battle to try and re-educate and show that if you're on a vegan or a vegetarian diet, it's very difficult to get the range of essential nutrients that the body needs. And, of course, we've had all this propaganda about fat's bad for you and red meat's bad for you, but no one is told about the essential nutrients like the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, D, E, and K. They're literally in the fat.
Right.
And vegans and vegetarians, of course, you know, they're some of the key nutrients that they're going to be missing out on. Not to mention the iron, of course, other minerals, the amino acids. There's this very long list, of course, of essential nutrients which they're missing out on. And just if I can briefly go back to the environmental concerns, in my view, I think it's a myth that a vegan or vegetarian diet is better for the environment, because growing grains causes a lot of deforestation, of course, for simply to create the land to grow them. And also, of course, the more you grow grains, the more the soil becomes depleted of vital nutrients. So if we were able to move back to sort of more sustainable, a larger number of smaller farms, perhaps more locally produced, then that would be much better for the environment overall.
And see, that's what we promote here on the show. I have a farmer that I buy virtually all of my produce, my eggs, my raw unpasteurized milk, my grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free meats, and chickens. I bragged around Thanksgiving. Our turkey was alive 2 days before we ate it. I have returned to an ancestral diet, and I support local family farming? And that's the easiest way to stay healthy, in my opinion. Do they have, as we like to call it here, farm-to-table movement going on in the UK right now?
Well, I think we have something similar. So certainly in London, we have a big explosion in the farmers' markets. And it started off with just sort of two or three of those around London, but really there's a lot of them now. So pretty much everyone in London has access to a good farmers market where you can get locally produced and usually organic meat and vegetables as well.
Yeah, it's a foot here, and I'm really happy about it. And more people are starting to work a little harder to connect with local farms, which is really, really important, because the other problem that we have with the food chain today is the centralization of food processing, so that when one plant does something wrong, you know, 6,000 people in 11 states get sick here. If you have a problem with your family farm, maybe six families are affected. Now, because of the centralization of food processing, you when something goes wrong, you have tens of thousands of people who are threatened across multitudes of geography. And now it's even worse when you're starting this, you know, where we're importing so much, and we don't even know what the standards are of some of the stuff that we're getting any longer. Is it like that in the UK as well?
Yes, it definitely is. And it's appalling when you go into the supermarkets here, and I'm sure it's the same in many of the supermarkets in the US as well, and you look at the meat, and it's really in these plastic containers, and everyone seems to have lost the connection with where meat comes from.
Yeah,
it's really quite disturbing. I think that may be linked in with the sort of vegetarian and vegan movement as well. But if people could sort of again source their meat more locally, then perhaps they would reconnect with the whole sort of cycle of life, and also just sort of a bit of a reality check in terms of what humans are designed to eat.
Yes.
Because we get so much misinformation, and so much of it is contradictory and confusing. But for me, you just have to step back and think about, okay, what are humans designed to eat? Every animal is, of course, designed to eat a certain type of food.
Right.
And what do humans need fundamentally? And look back to what our ancestors would have eaten.
And I want to take a break, and I want to address that specifically, because recently I was interviewed on National Public Radio here in the United States, and I had this discussion with the young lady who interviewed me, and I was surprised to find out that she was not aware of some of this stuff. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview with Justin Smith. Please go to his website, 29billion.com. Please donate money. I would like nothing more for Justin to tell me, as a result of this show, the movie has been funded, and we will go out and promote the fact that the Superhuman Radio audience got behind this movie and made it happen. Please help me, okay? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to SuperHumanRadio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. We're going to be talking about what 2012 holds in store for life extensionists. Tomorrow, ironically, we're going to have a discussion right now a little bit about diet in general. Tomorrow, we have Rob Wolf on the show and author of The Paleo Solution. I've gotten several emails from people who said, look, you know, I'm confused. What is the paleo diet, truly? You know, I hear this on one show, I hear that on one show. Can we do like a paleo 101, basics of paleolithic eating? And Rob will be on the show tomorrow to talk about that. You know, you brought up a really good point, a very relevant point. We've lost our instinct as animals. You know, a termite knows to eat wood. A dog living in the wild knows that it's going to run down an animal and eat it. Lions and tigers and bears, they all know what to eat. Humans don't know what to eat anymore because we are marketed to. We don't select our food anymore. We are sold food. And as a result, we've lost our instinct on what is good for us and what isn't. And you point out a very important point here, Justin, and that is, you know, just look back at our ancestors. If you go back 2.5 million years ago, and this was taught to me by Rob Wolf. For those people out there who embrace the vegan lifestyle, now keep in mind, I have a good friend named Mike Mahler who eats vegan because he spiritually doesn't like to kill animals, okay? And I understand his logic, and I applaud his logic. He doesn't eat vegan because he thinks it's healthier. He doesn't like to harm animals. So he works very hard to eat vegan. He has to choose lots of different protein sources. He supplements with vitamins and nutrients. He works hard to be a vegan. He does not turn to cereals and grains and pastas, okay? There's a responsibility to being vegan if that's the reason you want to do it. But Rob Wolf came on my show and talked about one of our direct ancestors. 2.5 million years ago, Australopithecus robustus and Australopithecus gracilis, or gracile, some people like to call it. The gracile form of Australopithecus was the one that started to forage for bones and meat. And as a result, it was able to maintain a smaller body size because the robustus had a big, huge gut because it had to eat so much food, sparse food to survive, that the gracilis actually became more graceful looking. It became smaller, and the brain was not competing with the digestive system any longer. The brain was king. And that is our direct ancestor. The vegan form of Australopithecus, which was robustus, became extinct. We are related to gracile, to gracilis.
So this notion that is promoted by the vegans that we were herbivores, yeah, those ancestors, they're gone. They're not related to us. They died off. They couldn't survive. And now, I don't even need to go back that far, Justin. I just need to go back to my great-grandparents and look at the way they ate. I mean, they ate eggs, and they ate bacon, and they ate meat, and they ate fish, and the cornerstone of their diet was healthy proteins and fats.
That's right. That's right. I mean, because you can look at this from different viewpoints, can't you? And whichever way you look at it, you come to the same conclusion. So you're absolutely right. If you look in the recent past, then the government over here in the UK spend a lot of money on doing the diet and nutrition survey. And, of course, when you look at the changes in the UK diet, you can see that people have followed the general advice to go for a diet which is lower in fat, lower in saturated fat, and less of the what you might think of as fattier meats, and have sort of chicken breast or white fish instead. And the more people do that, the more obesity we get, the more heart disease we get, right, and the more type 2 diabetes.
So, I mean, it's like, duh, isn't anyone paying attention? I mean, you know what the funny thing about all this is? Scientists hate to pay attention to what they like to just discount as anecdotal. But science is nothing more than organized anecdotal. You know, you take a population of people and take the same epidemiological approach to what's going on, and guess what? It's very easy to see that the current regimen is leading to greater disease, period, end of story. So, in the words of Albert Einstein, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is insanity. When are we going to figure this out and change? If nothing else, change something, anything. Let's get back to the movie here. I really, really want my audience to help out with this movie any way that you can. The website is 29billion.com. Donate whatever you can. It's Christmas. Donate $1, donate $10, donate $50. If you're really generous, drop $100. And when the movie is produced, and it will be produced, because this is a message that a lot of people are going to get behind, you can sit back in your living room and tell your friends that you were one of the financial backers of this movie. How cool is that? I mean, really. I love what you're doing. I really have to tell you. And I really think that when this hits, when this comes out as a movie, it's going to be a lot more impactful than the book, because like you pointed out off the air, a lot of people don't want to read an entire book. They just want to sit down and listen to someone. Like, almost like, look at Michael Moore. If Michael Moore wrote that stuff down in a book, nobody would have listened to any of it.
That's
but
right.
But because he did a movie that was intriguing and a little sarcastic and made you go, oh my God, people watched it and it had an effect.
Absolutely. And that really is the aim, to get to that wider audience and a lot of people who wouldn't normally read the book on the subject.
For those out there who are saying, wow, this doesn't sound right, how can you produce an entire movie for this kind of money? The reality is that you have friends in the movie industry already. So you just need to come up with the actual working capital, so to speak.
Yes, because I have a really good friend who I've known for around 20 years who's made films before, so he has a lot of the equipment. And so really the donations that we're looking for are to help to create more awareness about the film and the key issues. For example, the costs associated with getting the film submitted into film festivals and internet, creating more awareness through the internet and other mediums as well. So it's really the donations that help to spread the key messages.
And that's already happening, because I learned about your project on Facebook. Someone posted it on my wall and said, Carl, check this out. You'll love this. And
excellent.
I went there and I thought, I've got to have this guy on the show, because this is part of my message as well.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it is. So, okay, do you have a feel, like, assuming things keep trickling in the way they're trickling in, when do you think the movie will actually be made?
Well, we're working on, by the end of February, to actually have the documentary feature length completed. And then, of course, by then we'll know which is the best medium to sort of get it out there. So we'll probably enter it at that point into some film festivals, and that will sort of continue probably for the next sort of 3 or 4 months. And then after that, the ultimate aim is to get it picked up by a mainstream broadcaster through the festivals and then aired to a huge audience. But if that doesn't happen, then of course we'll immediately release it onto a DVD and continue to spread the message on the internet.
You're going to have a hard time reaching a mainstream broadcaster, because that mainstream broadcaster cannot have any ties to advertising dollars that are from the pharmaceutical industry, which that eliminates 99% of the mainstream broadcasters with any sizable audience. They're not going to piss in their own Cheerios. You know, they're not going to run a movie that's slamming somebody who's spending, you know, $150 million a quarter with them. So I have a funny feeling that it's going to be difficult. But you know what? Lots of great movies start out as DVDs and then end up on TV, because the groundswell of acceptance is there, and the media goes, hey, you know what? They want it. We have to give it to them. Chris Bell has been on my show, and he did the show, the movie Bigger, Faster, Stronger. Bigger, Stronger, Faster, which exposed the fallacies behind all of the witch doctor hunt behind anabolic steroids, that nobody's dying from them. No, we're letting sports dictate medicine. And so, he's very successful with that now. That movie has been on HBO and lots of other mainstream channels, but it had to kind of go grassroots first.
Yes, and that was our sort of feeling about this movie as well. We sort of started with the grassroots level and gradually create more and more interest. So create such a demand for it to be broadcast and shown more widely that it simply has to be aired.
Okay, I'm going to say it one last time, and I'm not going to beat it anymore. 29billion.com, 29billion.com. Donate whatever you can, $1, $10. If you feel generous, drop $100. Let's help Justin get this movie made soon, and then we'll have him back on the show once the movie is made, because I can't wait to hear some of the responses out there from the mainstream when you get this aired. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Work hard, and have a happy holiday, okay?
Thank you. Thanks again. Can't thank you enough.
Okay.
Thanks to all the listeners.
Okay. Take care, Justin. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Michael Smith on from Life Extension Foundation. We're going to talk about what is up and coming for 2012 on the Life Extension front. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Goals, longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Stay tuned. We're trying to get Dr. Michael Smith on the line right now. Having a little trouble connecting with him, so just enjoy the music for another moment. We cannot find Dr. Michael Smith, unfortunately. I am very sad about this. They are trying to reach him, and he did confirm doing this interview today, but something must have come up. Hopefully he's okay. They've got me on hold on the other line. I have my headphones in one ear and my telephone in the other ear, and trying to find out where he is. Obviously, I'll edit this out of the podcast so people don't have to sit and listen to me on hold, but those of you in the live audience, well, something special, isn't it? In the meantime, while I'm waiting for Dr. Smith to pick up the phone, I really am excited about the message of 29 billion reasons to lie about cholesterol. And I actually donated yesterday, and I'm going to go back and donate again today because I really do want to be part of this project. And, because it is important. So many people today, right now today, people are going to be prescribed a cholesterol medication unnecessarily. And the worst part is it's going to make them sicker, not better. It's not going to protect them against heart disease. It's going to actually possibly shorten their lives. So I am going to go ahead and play some music so that you don't have to sit and listen to me chat about nothing. And I'll be right back as soon as I know what's going on with Dr. Smith.
Die Tag ist wie
steht für jeden. Die Luft ist noch feucht, es riecht noch nach Regen. Ich hab Angst gehabt, als es über mich hereinbrach. Mich gefragt, ist es heute wirklich dein Tag? Nicht gewagt, mich den Wolken zu stellen. Hielt ich fest an Momenten, um mich noch zu erhellen. Doch ich war zu verschwommen in alle Dinge. Die Sicherheit so angenehm.
Well, I was just told that Dr. Smith is out of the office, off-site, and his cell phone is not on, so they can't even reach him by cell phone. So unfortunately, we're not able to do this interview now. I'm going to see if we can't get him on tomorrow. Maybe we can have him lead on before Rob Wolf comes on tomorrow. I apologize for the screw-up here, guys and gals in the audience, but this is what you get when you do live radio. So anyway, instead of boring you to tears, we're going to go ahead and end the show now. We'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have Dr. Michael Smith on during the first hour. And we do have Rob Wolf coming on tomorrow to do the Paleo 101 to talk about the real tenets of Paleolithic style eating. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.